What do you do when you just don't have the amount of time you want in your business? Hi, I'm Sam Nordberg. Welcome to this week's mini training. And this week we're going to talk about trying to squeeze your business in. You see, I'm lucky. When I say lucky, it's, you know, it's a series of hard work over 5 years. But I work full-time in my business and have done for a couple of years now. I've been completely self-employed. And I love that. I love the flexibility that it brings. But it's currently school holidays. In fact, if you listen carefully, you can probably hear the Xbox and all the noise from upstairs while I snuck downstairs to record this video for you guys. So the thing is, sometimes no matter how organized we are, we just don't get the time we want to spend on our business. Now maybe it's school holidays for you too. Maybe your kids aren't at school yet and you're dealing with little kids. Maybe you're working a full-time job and you're trying to build the business on the side as a side hustle, or maybe you're working part-time, or maybe you've got one of a million other problems that are happening. The thing is, no matter what happens, we don't always get all the time we want to build our business, and sometimes we're having to squeeze it in. So, what I want to do to you today is share some of the ways I've found to squeeze things in that makes it a little bit easier for you to achieve what you want. Number one, be realistic. It took me a long time to work this one out. I'm so used to having all my time and flexibility, or having the desire to squeeze in like 8-10 hours work. I'd write this huge long to-do list and then I'd be disappointed at the end of the day when I hadn't finished it all. But if I was being realistic, there was no way it was ever going to fit. Like, not a hope in hell. It's the same for you. You need to be realistic. There's no point comparing yourself to people who are getting heaps of stuff done or building new products and sales funnels if they're working full-time in your business and you've got 2 hours a day or 2 hours a week or whatever it might be. Be really realistic about what you actually can do. Number two, be flexible. Yeah, this one's a bit hard, and especially for someone who's a little bit OCD like me and likes to know when everything's happening. But sometimes you just gotta go with the flow. Sometimes you have these great plans and then things change. Yesterday we went ice skating for the morning and then ended up at the doctor's surgery because we had a suspected broken finger. So that just kind of threw my day out. You know what, that happens with kids. His finger's fine. My wrist, on the other hand, is probably more suggestively broken than his finger is. So this is what happened. You know what? You just have to go with the flow and deal with things as they happen. So, number one, be realistic. Number two, be flexible. Number three, squeeze things in where you can. Sometimes you just have to take the time you've got. It might not be ideal. You might not like to work at 5 a.m. in the morning. You might not want to work at 10 o'clock at night. But if you want to get things done, you have to make the most of the time you've got. I had this discussion with a lady recently who was worried that she wouldn't have enough time for things. I said, you know what, when I was first building Side Hustle, I was working full time and not 9 till 5, like I was working 7 till 6 full time. And that's just the hours I was at work. This doesn't include any of the paperwork or things I had to do outside of work or reporting. There was still more to be done. So I was getting up at 4:30 or 5 in the morning to put an hour of hustle in before I went. You know, I didn't like being up at 5 in the morning to record videos and do things, but it was the only time I had available to me. That was the time when the kids were still asleep, the husband was still asleep, and I could get an hour's worth of solid work done. If you want results and you don't have all the time, you're going to have to squeeze it in where you can. Sometimes it's going to mean you just have to get up that little bit earlier, or you just have to go to bed that little bit later. Now, don't get me wrong, sleep is still important and you cannot go forever without sleep. Trust me, I need at least 7, 7.5 hours kind of a girl. But sometimes you're going to have to squeeze things in. Look, that's my three biggest suggestions for you. Just be really realistic. Be kind to yourself. You know, you can't do it all. Be flexible, go with the flow, and squeeze it in where you can. It's not ideal and, you know, these things never are, but it's not permanent. It doesn't happen forever. The whole point about a side hustle or about school holidays is that they finish. A side hustle should become full hustle, hopefully, and school holidays have an end. So just make the most of what you've got, go with the flow, and I have faith in you. So I'd love to hear from you. Any other tips for getting it done on the side? Maybe you're working full-time and trying to build your business, or maybe you, like me, have school holidays at the moment. Jump into the comments box down below and tell me, how do you survive when you don't have all the time you'd like? And as always, I will see you next week.